Recovery Radio, KMP3000. Listening to the Recovery Radio Podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. Follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Check out my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com. And to get the books, go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I am so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day is just getting started or it's just winding down or it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. I am glad for that. And I am grateful. I have no desire to drink today. And I do have my regular coffee here, a piping hot cup of French roast coffee from Trader Joe's mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. I love it. It's a beautiful day where I'm at. I don't know where you are, but it's sunny. But partly cloudy, a little breezy, no humidity, the kind of wind that comes up and kind of kisses your cheeks. But you know, none of that stuff means anything if you don't feel good on the inside. I've learned that. I used to really think that the outsides controlled my insides. And I found that to be not true. Found that to be quite the other way around. I've been kind of on a theme lately, just talking about not trusting fear. And I've been on a theme with that lately because I've noticed its significance a lot. Significance in my not trusting fear and how it has to do with, you know, everything. I'm always trying to think of a way to describe the experience I'm having and how I got to this place in a way that is simple. I'm just always thinking of that. And one of the things I think about is, one of the things, I think I've said it on here, but one of the things is like there's a pipe between me and God. The pipe is clogged with self, meaning it's clogged with fear, basically. It's clogged with self-pity, self-seeking motives, thinking I'm better than you, thinking I'm worse than you, you know, fear of looking bad, fear of sounding bad, fear of whatever, fear of the unknown, fear of just whatever, resentment, it's filled with resentment. Justifying resentment. It's just filled with self. And the first two steps are like, are you willing to do 3 through 12? You know, are you crushed to the point where you're open-minded to living by spiritual principles? And then 3 through 9 is like this spiritual draino that unclogs that pipe. And then 10, 11, and 12 are like keeping that pipe clear and, you know, just trying even to, you know, I don't know. That's one of the ways I think about it, you know? I think about it a lot because I just think I'm sitting here right now. I am not making decisions based on fear. I talk to a lot of people about this, and frankly, a lot of people look at me sideways. A lot of the times people look at me like I'm lying. Or like I'm not in fear because at the moment there's nothing reasonably fearful taking place, or, you know, that I should be afraid of. Or they look at me like I'm just totally full of shit. That's the experience I'm used to having with people when I talk about this. But I'm not making this up. And it's because of a couple things. It's because of the fact that I don't have a fussy, complicated, messy understanding of what alcoholism is and what the solution to alcoholism is, and therefore the tools that I apply are simple. They're simple to remember, they're simple to practice. I mean, they're simple to understand and explain. They're not simple to practice. They're hard. They're hard to do. But it's not, you know, one of those things is when I am in fear, when I notice fear, ask God to remove it immediately and then expunge that fearful thought with a loving one. Think of something else. Direct your attention to what you'd have me be. Just that simple. I mean, when I'm sitting here talking about it, I just think about all the times I've had this conversation, and I can, before I finish these sentences, the person I'm talking to is on to something more. This is skipped over. It's like, there's more though. Like, we get it, what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, ask God to remove it, but dot, dot, dot. Doesn't land. Yeah, yeah. Ask to have the fear removed, but, you know, but here's the thing though. But here's my situation though. Which is going 1,000 miles an hour past the point. And practicing that simple tool over and over and over and over and over and over again eventually started to pay off. And then it started to pay off in a more rapid fashion. And now I'm sitting here today, and there are situations, there are difficulties, there are, you know, problems. I mean, I live in the same world that you live in. I'm surrounded by, you know, people with whom I disagree often throughout the day about almost everything. There's a lot of things that I would do differently. There's a lot of unknown. There's a lot of uncertainty. But I'm not bowing down to fear. I don't trust it. And just making a decision to hold ground there. So I'm not going to trust fear. Just making that decision, I think, is pretty powerful. Because then, after that, I started to really practice. But despite everything I'm saying, I still, I mean, I can't tell you all the times I've had this conversation, and I just, you know, it resonates. The responses just resonate with me still. Like, usually, like I said, people look at me like I have three heads. Like I don't have anything to be afraid of. Like I've never gone through something. Like I don't have uncertainty or unpleasant situations, or, and none of that's it. None of that's it. I get very passionate about this because the tool actually works. Practicing that. Might as well read it real quick and then be done here. This is what I'm talking about. Actually
works.
It's on page 68. It's in the middle of step four, writing down our fears, and then it says, you know, this is what we do from now on. We're now on a different basis, the basis of trusting and relying upon God. We're not relying on ourselves. We're relying on God now. We trust infinite God rather than our finite selves. We're in the world to play the role He assigns, not the role I assign. And then further down, it says, last full paragraph, it says, we ask Him to remove our fear and to direct our attention to what He would have us be. At once we commence to outgrow fear. At once we begin to outgrow fear. We ask Him to remove our fear and direct our attention to what He would have us be. Which obviously is not God's will for us to be afraid. I think that's very powerful. I'll give a shout out today to Mallory. Give a shout out today to Matt and to Wes, to Ross, and to Justin, and to Katie. A special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave, and if anybody needs to hear it, everything is okay. I gotta go do a photo shoot right now for Beard Balm. It's called Beard Balm, but it's B-O-M-B. It's called Beard Sex Balm. Stupid. I've had quite a bit of people say when they started listening to this show, they actually thought I was a male model at first. Just kidding, I am. Just kidding, I'm not. I'm going to keep you guessing. All right, I'm going to leave. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.